are listening to WQED's Voice of the Arts podcast. I'm Emily Bruner, and today we have back in the studio Executive Director of Film Pittsburgh, Catherine Spitz-Cohen. Hi, Catherine. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about J Film.
Yay.
Which is, yay, very exciting. It's the International Independent Jewish Film Festival here in Pittsburgh. It'll be from May 2nd to May 12th, so a whole 11 days of film. Wonderful. And we're going to talk about first the opening night, which is May 2nd at the Carnegie Music Hall, which has been recently renovated, so very fun.
It's so beautiful. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's lovely.
Oh, yay. And that is at 7 p.m. So what film is opening your film festival?
Well, it's very exciting. First of all, we've never screened at Carnegie Music Hall.
Yeah.
But this film, which is called Left Alone Rhapsody, the musical memoir of pianist John Baylis, just called out to be screened there. And when we were in conversations about doing the film, it wasn't front and center for me that the music hall was being renovated and whatnot. We will be one of the first events being hosted in the renovated music hall. And we did a tour of it a couple of weeks ago. It's so beautiful. And we're really excited to be there. The film is about a very celebrated concert pianist. Mm-hmm. He was an incredible musician starting at like age 4.
Yeah, he had an early career.
You know, just amazing. And went on to become a protege of Leonard Bernstein and having terrifically successful 30-year career, and then had a stroke and became paralyzed on his right side. And for a number of years after the stroke, he didn't play. Mm-hmm. But the film really talks about his journey and how when you are so passionate and connected to something, as John is to not just playing the piano, but composing and orchestrating and improvising. I mean, he's really a storyteller.
Yeah.
And that he had to find a way to get back to it. Yeah. And what I really like about the film is how it shows how hard it was for him to do that. Mm-hmm. But with the help of his friends and his physical therapists and whatnot, he was and is able to play again with one hand. And he will be performing following the film. I'm super excited.
Oh, that's so cool.
To hear him play. Yeah. So, you know, he'll play on the Baby Grand in the music hall. And then we also have the opportunity to talk with him and Stuart Shulman, the a filmmaker, and they are very old, longtime friends.
Aww.
So it's just a beautiful story that I'm very excited to share with our audiences.
Yeah, and our audience too. I mean, it's definitely related to classical music. I know Baylis, he was a huge concert pianist, and not only a concert pianist, but a conductor and a composer, and he went all over the world traveling, performing. And he was such an expressive performer. I saw a couple of videos and I was like, oh my gosh, like he looks like he's having fun.
Yes, exactly.
So I can't imagine after the stroke to just only not even play the instrument that he loves, but to play something that was his life for so long.
Exactly. I think another thing, you know, some people say, well, what about this film? Why is it playing in the Jewish Film Festival?
Mm-hmm.
A very small part of the film talks about during his, I believe it happened after his stroke, he converted to Judaism.
Mm.
And it's a very small part of the film. It's really about his music. But that's the great thing about J Film is that some of the films are very steeped in, you know, Judaism or, you know, there are films about the Holocaust, super important to show the films that are current that are being made about such a horrific time in our history. Mm-hmm. So we will always play films about the Holocaust. But there's also comedies and there's thrillers and there's documentaries. As I was mentioning to you before we started, it's interesting for me as someone who watches a bunch of films to see themes developing. We as a programming team do not seek out themes. Mm-hmm. We want to show a wide range of films so that lots of different types of people can come see as many or as few as they want. And, you know, we don't make the films. We just try to show the best current films that are available to us. Mm-hmm. But this year, it's interesting how several of the docs are, bring that nostalgic feeling to mind, including we have a doc about the life and work of Gene Wilder. Mm-hmm. And we have a documentary about the Catskills and what an important part they played in so many people's lives. Yeah. And then probably one of my favorite films that we're showing is a film about Sherry Lewis and her beloved puppet, Lamb Chop. And you know, for young people, we have some young people in our office and they had no idea who that was. But for me and for a lot of people I know growing up, Sherry and Lamb Chop was the most incredible show. And I have such fond memories of Sherry and Lamb Chop. And the documentary is just spectacular. So we're showing that on Mother's Day and offering sweet treats from Oakmont Bakery. So, you know, that's just a great, great documentary. So, so we're excited. And I think I mentioned that for opening night, John Bayliss will be with us. The director will be with us. So there will be a short performance and then we'll have a Q&A and then there will be a lovely reception in the music hall foyer and the opportunity to meet John and talk with him. Yeah. So should be a really great night.
Yeah, very great night. Very great night for opening a film festival too. Lots going on. And it's such a good film to start off with, I think.
It's definitely goes to show you that despite hardships, it's really, if you put your mind to it, you can achieve great things.
Yeah.
Even things that you would think you can't achieve.
Yeah. And after opening night, there's a lot of other films. You have, I think, 16 films total in 11 days, which is a lot. And as you talked about, there's a lot of documentaries that are kind of steeped in nostalgia, but there's also a lot of historical dramas kind of revolving around people in history. Can you talk about some of those?
Sure. So we have a number of films, as you said, that either take place during the Holocaust or right before the Holocaust. They're not all just Holocaust films. There's a film called Kidnap, The Abduction of Edgardo Mortaro. It talks about when a boy from a Jewish family was kidnapped and raised in the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
And that it's the history behind that is just mind-blowing.
Yeah, this is a thing that actually happened.
It actually happened, yeah. So that was really blew me away. There are other films. We do have a Holocaust film about, based on a real story, Martha Lieberman, A Stolen Life. I've been doing this a long time. I don't often see films about older people as the main character. You know, oftentimes you see, like, we even have a film called The Boy in the Woods. Yeah. It's about a young boy escaping, and living in the woods during the Holocaust. But Martha Lieberman, A Stolen Life, is about a woman in her 80s who, because of her standing in life, she was a, you know, an upper class person, and her husband prior to his death was a famous artist. Mm. And so she was left alone to a certain extent for a while. Mm. But then at a certain point, the Nazis were like, no, no. So the story is about her and what she did in her mid-80s, trying to get out, you know, trying to escape. So that's really interesting and provocative. So we have another film that's from Italy called The Shadow of the Day. Mm. And it was a very, very interesting film. Again, took place in the 30s, but before the Holocaust, and really delves into Italian fascism. Mm. And you can see where things are going. But really fascinating thriller kind of story, and just really enjoyable. You know, it's kind of hard to say that films are enjoyable, but what I mean by that is that I was on the edge of my seat watching this film. Yeah. And the other thing I want to say is that, you know, some of our films are available virtually. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 5 of the 6 virtual films are also available in person. Mm-hmm. So you can really choose. Do you want to see it on the big screen or, you know, from the comfort of your couch? I just think that seeing films on the big screen makes such a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's a real treat for me to get to see the films on a big screen. Yeah. So I really hope people take advantage of that. We have a couple of filmmakers coming into town to talk about their films during the week. And then we have our famous Film Schmooze, which is an opportunity for audience members who want to stay and talk about the film. You know, the filmmaker's not in the audience, so you can, you know, you can really have an interesting conversation, like, you know, what is this, you know, what's the film about, and what did you like, and what didn't you like, you know. And it's just a great opportunity. We have that after 2 films as well. So nice opportunities to talk about the films, different venues where we'll be. We'll be at McConomy Auditorium at CMU for the Saturday and Sunday after opening. And then starting Monday, we'll be at the Oaks for the remainder of the film festival.
And that's in Oakmont.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were there for the first time last year, and it was great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really nice-sized theater.
Oh.
It looks good, sounds good. There's great concessions. Mm. There's a bar. I mean, it really is just a nice, nice venue.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Street parking, really. It's great. And not too far, you know, just like not too far away.
Well,
I guess everything's relative where you're coming from, but, you know, so.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds like a jam-packed 11 days.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. A lot going on. And you kind of touched upon it, but did you have like a favorite one that like really made you like, ooh, I love this one, or ooh, I can't wait for people to see?
You know, so many of the films are serious themed, and I'm a very serious themed film lover. Mm-hmm. But there's a film that I just think is terrific called, you know, it's just appealing. I'm a big sports fan. It's called Running on Sand. Mm. And it also has some elements of serious topics. It's about an immigrant in Israel who gets mistaken for a major soccer player on one of their soccer teams. And he just kind of rolls with it because he doesn't want to get, you know, booted back to his country. And it's just kind of neat for me to read about the story behind the scene. The lead actor, he's so appealing. Mm. And it's really like he's an immigrant. He, you know, he came to Israel. I think he's been there for like 16 years now. And here he is starring in a movie, but he's really appealing and, you know, it's a feel-good film. There's another film that I really like called No Name Restaurant.
Yeah.
And again, that's sort of like a road trip, although there's no road. They're traipsing through the desert. but it's like a buddy film, and the buddies couldn't be more opposite. And, you know, with everything going on in the world, I just feel like we all need to get along and we all need to understand that we have differences, but that doesn't mean that we can't, you know, enjoy one another and appreciate one another's cultures and things that make us different. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I like that one a lot because the premise of it just cracks me up because, like, of course you're going to be in the middle of nowhere when you're talking to two people trying to figure out where they're going.
Like. Right. Exactly. Yeah. And these are the things that I think about. Probably most movie watchers don't. But, you know, I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, how did they shoot in the desert?
And how did they shoot in the desert, right?
Because so many of the scenes are just them literally walking across the desert.
Yeah. Oh, I can't imagine the amount of sand in their costumes.
Exactly. Like, and, yeah, exactly. But it's fun. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. And how much are tickets for the full festival? I know that the opening night is slightly different from the rest.
Right. So opening night is a fundraiser for the John Baylis Fund for Brain Research that came about because of this collaboration. And I think that that's terrific that, you know, the fund is at the University of Pittsburgh and the majority of the ticket sale will go to the fund, which
Wonderful.
Is great.
Yeah.
And then we have passes that I highly recommend. It's a great deal. If you're interested in seeing multiple films, we have combo passes that get you into in-person and access to virtual. Mm. We have an all-virtual pass that's just those six films pre-selected. And then there are general admission tickets are $18. Mm-hmm. No extra fees. That's because that's in the ticket price.
Right.
So we have to pay those fees, but rather than tacking on the, you know, $2.50 fee that we pay for tickets that price, you know, it is, we eat that. So that's why they are a little bit more expensive than if you were to go to, you know, a commercial movie theater.
Commercial movie theaters now are getting a little more expensive, so.
Yeah, exactly. And then we have special prices for age 25 and under, as well as full-time students. Mm. Those tickets are only available at the door, and you have to show an ID. And those prices are not available for opening night.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it sounds like a great event. So much going on, so much to do and see. A lot of great films. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, just, you know, support independent cinema. It's really important. I just got back from a film festival, spent 3 days just watching films all day. And it's just such a, I feel like I've traveled. I feel like I've been, you know, learned so much about a range of topics. And I can't recommend it enough. I'm lucky to be able to do this for my job. But I really encourage the people of Pittsburgh to take advantage of all the different film festivals that are offered here.
Yeah, and there's quite a lot. Well, Catherine, thank you so much for talking with me today. It's been wonderful.
Thank you for having me.